Circumstances. Everyone, though, will benefit by starting with a closer look at themselves and what we call our self-boundaries. What do we mean by that? Self-boundaries are the demarcations which define our behaviour, thoughts and feelings. They are that inner voice which say to us, go this far but no further. When used correctly, they help us modify our behaviour or relationships so that we feel or consider ourselves safe. And we need to get into the habit of caring for ourselves before we can build the healthy relationships with others that will see us thrive.
Each section of the book will contain exercises and sections called Bring in the Boundaries, which contain practical tips on identifying and using boundaries and offer anonymised case histories from Jenny's clinical practice to exemplify what you need to know. These examples help us to understand how boundaries work in specific circumstances, from dating to divorce, interacting with elderly parents to raising teenagers, and managing a team to working for a fractious boss. The situations chosen have been picked deliberately because in Jenny's experience, they're the ones most people need help addressing and have the highest impact on lives. Look out too for draw the line moments, thoughts and phrases which will support and inspire you as you progress through the book. There is no timescale for this book because we all work at our own pace, so don't feel you have to achieve this new state of being overnight. The first step towards a healthier you may well be in accepting that you can't change your life instantly. But as you listen to this, you are already starting on that journey.
What are boundaries? Like many psychotherapists and proponents of healthy living, Jenny believes that learning to establish good boundaries is crucial to forming and keeping healthy relationships with yourself and others. And you may well have heard the term boundaries used out loud already, even if you don't really know what it means. Phrases like, I need to establish good boundaries for my child around bedtime, or someone telling you that your work-life balance needs some boundaries. But the need to understand and utilise boundaries has never been more acute. And existing advice doesn't cover many of the situations we now accept and deal with every day. For example, our fast-paced lives require us to make more decisions than in the past, often quickly, yet with potentially serious consequences. The challenges to our boundaries are more complex and demanding, and we all need new strategies on how to live life as healthily as possible. The effect of technology on our boundaries is particularly important when it comes to conversations and relationships. These used to be straightforward, but now are more difficult because of the lack of face-to-face contact. Situations can easily be misread, moods can be misinterpreted, and remarks can be misconstrued when you remove the physical presence of human contact.
The 24/7 culture of emails and the internet means we can never switch off. We are no longer able to pull up the mental drawbridge. We are always vulnerable to what feels like outside pressures and invasions. Some of this attention is not unwelcome. We encourage it ourselves. But that doesn't mean our boundaries are healthy. It may mean we don't recognise what can hurt us.
The inspiration for this book came about through a conversation we shared on the subject of email communication. In a steamy coffee shop full of post-school run parents and busy workers grabbing a latte to go, we found ourselves catching up on life, work, family and friends. During our chat, Victoria mentioned a familiar dilemma she was struggling with. She had been asked to help with a function which she had neither the time, energy or the desire to do. However, she felt a strong pull to be useful, and the resulting emotion was guilt. I identified her problem as being a lack of boundaries and explained the concepts that underpin them, as we will explore in this book. Victoria went home inspired and wrote an email explaining to a colleague why she couldn't help at the function. She wrote, I'm so sorry to say that I feel I cannot help with your plans towards putting on this event. I am really busy with work and childcare at the moment, so I'm finding it hard to make time. Obviously, I will still do what I can to be useful, and don't forget to ask me to invite those people we mentioned. But I think...